Shalom, saints, and welcome to Daily Devotion. Shall we go to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 25? We'll go downwards. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Now, this morning, the Lord is encouraging us, brothers and sisters, that we should take no thought for our lives. This doesn't mean we shouldn't make plans. This doesn't mean we shouldn't make projections. We shouldn't make preparations. It doesn't mean that. But it is telling us that whatever is happening in your life, it's already staged. The Lord knows you. And like this famous saying by the old poet William Shakespeare, he said, the world is like a stage, and we are all like actors on that stage. Then he says, others, they enter the stage, others exit the stage. So when you're a child of God, your stage is already prepared. Now, the beauty about it is that we know the outcome of the story. But as the story develops, we are not able to follow through. We don't know the whole script, but we know the outcome. So the Lord has given us a preview. And here we are told that we should not take any thought. Meaning, we should not. There are times where things become hard for you as a believer. There are times where situations have been so hard. And if you are God's children, the Lord will discipline you. The Lord will bring situations in your life to humble you. Because if there's no humbleness, it is very easy to be misled. It is very easy to lose the way. So the Lord will do what he can to bring us to humbling situations. And because of that, we have different trials. We have different tests. The challenges that someone can go through are not the challenges that I can go through. But the Lord knows that with every person, he puts a right measure. It's like in a school setup. In a school, we don't give the same kind of tests to children who are in kindergarten, to those who are in primary or upper primary, or who are in secondary school. We don't do that. We give them tests according to their abilities. We give them tests according to their level and according to the knowledge. A teacher who is going to give a test to children whom he has not taught is not a good teacher. He's a very bad teacher. So the Lord does not give us a test of something that we cannot manage. He will give us a test. He will help us to go through what is given us to something that is at our level. And so now here he is telling us that no matter what you're going through, you should not worry. Verse 32 is telling us that after all these things, do the Gentiles seek? Now, the Gentiles, the worldly people, they are seeking after clothing. They are seeking after food. They are seeking after shelter. All these things that the Bible has mentioned, the comfort that this world has to give them. Why? Because that is all they have. The people who are in Hollywood, they have to do their things. They have to do their job. Those who are in homosexuality, they have to do their thing. They have to do it well, because this is the only time they will ever do it, because they will never do it anywhere else. They will never exist anywhere else. So people who are living in sin, they have to sin very well, because this is the only time they'll sin. This is the only time they'll have an opportunity to do what they do, because the time will come when there'll be no more. The time will come when there'll be a vapor. A time will come when they'll be thrown in a fire of brimstone and all these things, and they shall never exist again. But for you, brothers and sisters, it's nothing. The Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that are prepared. You have not heard until you experience it, until you go through it, until you see it for yourself. So the word of God, brothers and sisters, it's life to us. It is something that is bringing us life. Now let's go down. Wherefore, take no thought for your life. What shall you eat? What shall you drink? Nor yet for your body, what shall you put on? Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Now, the Bible says life is more than meat, the body more than raiment. Now, in connecting this scripture, let us read from Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. This is when the Lord Jesus was being tempted by Satan. Let's start from verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That is why, brothers, we are saying, for us to live, even in the physical, the word of God can give us that life. We need to start from that point. It is not just bread. Yes, we need the bread. We need it in this life. We need it for this body. We need to work. We need to do that. But brothers and sisters, it does not end there. We shall live by the word of God. The word of God is what gives you life. That is why if you are a believer and your life is not consecrated, your life is not dedicated, you are failing to live in this world. You can hardly breathe. You can hardly find peace. You can hardly find rest, because there is bread that is missing. You cannot. Yes, you are eating the physical bread. Yes, you are eating a balanced diet. Yes, you are doing exercises. Yes, you are going to the gym. You are doing this. But you can hardly breathe. When people see you, when non-believers see you, they are failing to understand you. You are a strange fellow. You are a strange person. How come you can't do what they are doing? Why are you failing? Why are you panicking? Because there is a bread you are lacking. So you are starving. Your life is starving. But the Bible says, by every word, you live by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God, because that is what gives you the real life. A human being was created first as a spirit. He was not created first as a man. In the beginning was created as a spirit and then as a man. And that is why as a believer, you first live as a spirit. You first take care of your spirit. You first feed of your spirit. Then you can feed your body. That is how it is. You don't start by feeding your body. You don't start by giving priority to your body, because your body is temporal. It will not live forever. But you have to feed the real you. It is the one inside. The real human being is you inside. You are the real one. You are the actual one. You are the one that is real. You are the actual being that the Lord created in the image. It is a spirit body, but your body is like a worksuit. You just wear it.
And at one time you will get rid of it. At one time you will destroy it. At one time it will fade. Mighty, and the Lord knows that. It will fade. It will be destroyed. It will be buried. It will be sown in weakness. It will be sown in corruption. It will be sown in dishonor because it is a temporal thing. But the real thing is yourself. So take care of yourself. It doesn't matter what you go through. A deal doesn't go through. You are not accepted for a job, or you've been laid off, or just things are so hard. You are suffering maybe racial prejudice. You are suffering all these things. But the Lord knows. The Lord is going to take care of you. First, you shall not live by bread alone, but you shall live by every word. And this word is going to help you. This word is going to build you. This word is going to give you the peace. It is going to give you meaning. It is going to give you the right perspective. It is going to make you see the world differently. It is going to bring realities. The things you were not seeing, you are going to see. The errors you were not seeing, you are going to see. Brothers and sisters, when I came to the end time message, I was so surprised that for the first time, the people I was living with, the ladies I was seeing around, the people I was seeing around, the people I was interacting with, suddenly I started seeing what I was not seeing. I started seeing their dressing was skimpy. I started seeing their adornment was sinful. I started seeing their haircuts, their hairdos were worldly. I started seeing their gospel music was worldly. Why? Because the word of God was living. Because the word the prophet brought us, it is the real word. That is why we say that God sent us a messenger. And then this word, as you feed it, you are seeing clearly. You are now able to see. Now you see a person who is starving, a person who's not eaten food, a person who's lived for so many days without food. They can eat even food which is not very nice, food which is not very tasty, food which is rotten. They can eat that because they're starving. When a person is looking for God, they'll go in a Catholic church. They'll try to burn a candle. Excuse me. They'll try to do all these things. They'll try to do all this work. They'll burn a candle, but they notice, excuse me, that it is not complete. They move on to another church. They go to a Pentecostal church. They start shouting. They start speaking in these false tongues. They start screaming. They start doing these things. But they find that it is still not satisfying them. They're still having a void. They're still having a gap. They're still having this void. And I remember some time back, the first time that I received the word, when the brother came to me, when the brother brought the message to me, I was with him and we were just encouraging each other, and he told me a story that I had never heard before. I heard words that I had never heard before. For the first time, the Bible became heavy. For the first time, the Bible became authentic. For the first time, the Bible became real. For the first time, the Bible gave me a sense of direction, because I was living by bread. But when you don't live by bread, you cannot make it, brothers. It doesn't change. The formula doesn't change. It has to be the word. And the Lord Jesus gave us an example that it has to be the word. And when we live by this book, it's going to give us life. How is it going to give us life? Let us look at another scripture in the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you, unto the saints. Sorry, brothers and sisters. There's still another scripture I'm trying to get. Sorry about that. Alright, it is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. So it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, living by the word of God, we've been told we have to live by the word of God. That's good. Now, how do we live by the word of God? Because denominations still use the Bible. They use this. Different churches use this. Different sects and creeds, they still use this Bible. But now it tells us that rightly dividing it, because it can be divided wrongly. When the Bible is divided wrongly, it does not bring life to you. When it is divided wrongly, it is not going to profit you in any way. So now, for you to know, whenever you have something that you need to divide, you need to have someone who is skilled, like a carpenter who wants to make a table. He knows the measurements that are needed. You don't just get any person. He knows the amount of wood. When he gives you a quotation, he knows the kind of wood, and he knows how to cut it in pieces, and he knows how to make all those pieces. When you look at the carpenter, you see him doing the measurements, writing with the pencil, marking with his tools, and start cutting all the small pieces together. When you see him, you look at all the different pieces on the ground, and then you wonder, you say, what is he making this? Why is he making that one so small? Why is that one so big? Why is this one having this funny shape? Now, when he puts all those together, then the picture is formed in your mind. You say, oh, this is what he was forming. So even the word of God, when it is given to people who are not skilled, when it is given to people who have no revelation, they are going to divide it wrongly. That is why simple scriptures like Acts 2:38, they can't see it. They can't see baptism in Jesus' name. They have this Bible. Why? They are not dividing it rightly. They are missing that mark. Now, that is why, brothers and sisters, you and I are privileged. If we read, we received this message from the prophet, we are privileged that the Lord in this hour sent us a messenger, sent us a man. He sent us a skilled man who rightly brought the word, who divided the word. A man that was called by the Lord himself. That is Romans chapter 10. Look at verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So for you to be saved, you need to call on the name of the Lord. But then the question is 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? There are so many people praying, calling on God. But how would they call on a God whom they've not believed? But it doesn't end there. How shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? They've not heard him. They've not heard the gospel. And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. And how shall they preach except they be sent? So a preacher has to be sent. And we were sent a preacher to rightly divide the word. And my brothers and sisters, this rightly divided word is the one that shall give us life. It's the one that shall take us to the rapture. It's the one that shall make us stand. So let us stand. Let us believe this word. Let us go in the world. Speak the word. Preach the gospel. Share the word of God. In the name of Jesus, let everyone receive it. So brothers and sisters, the Lord richly bless you. The Lord give you the grace. The Lord strengthen you. The Lord helps you. And you are going to win. And you are going to have the victory. You are going to make it. You are going to stand. You are going to put to the other side. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.